Hello?
Hi, Jose. It's Tina from Local Squash getting back to you. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Happy Friday, right?
Yep.
We made it. We're almost there.
Hey.
So I think you got the new card, right?
Yes, yes, because I was having some problems. I had fraud, I went through like 4 cards in 1 week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Crazy, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, but I'm glad you got it straightened out.
Yeah, I don't even get it. How are you able to go into an ATM and take money out of my business account? Crazy.
Yeah. You know what? That happened to me once so many years ago, and the bank wouldn't give me too many details. But they did say, oh, do you go to this gas station on this and such corner? And I said, yeah, I go there all the time. And they said, well, we recommend that you stop going there. So I think what happened is some of those gas stations, they'll put like a little reader over where you put your card in, where it can
yeah.
read the card. And then someone can sit across the street with binoculars and watch you enter your PIN in and see what it is. You know, because I remember after they told me that it was the fraud department, I kind of stopped using the gas station. But also, if I use a different one, I always will like cover the pad with my hand or something to make sure that nobody can see the PIN. And then
right.
also, they say that if you put your card in a reader like that at a gas station, to kind of pull on it first and make sure that it's not like a cap that someone put over the actual reader, because that's how they're retrieving the numbers. It's
yeah,
scary how they're doing that. Exactly. Yeah. And it looks
yeah.
just like the official one, but it's actually one that's just stealing the card information. So, yeah.
But it's also, too, it's like, you know, people that work at McDonald's, you know, you give them that, or, you know, and then what they do is they write down your number,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then it's crazy. It is so crazy. I don't know how they do it either.
So, but
the right part of it, you know,
they didn't hold you responsible, right? Because when it happened to me, they didn't.
No.
I think when they researched it, they saw that someone had stolen the number. So, but okay.
Right.
Well,
but it was a problem because I go to that ATM. And I go to that store. So they're like, I go, well, all you have to do is go look at the video, you know?
Yep, yep.
Oh, we can tell. I mean, how can you not tell?
Whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I agree. They should have been able to tell. But either way, let's get this one up to speed.
Yeah, let's get this done.
One less one that you have to worry about, because I'm sure you have to call all your automatic renewals, right? that had that old car.
Yeah, you know, you guys came up as scam? Quiz.
You know, I don't know how the cell phone companies determine that, because I've had people tell me that they have a spam blocker through their cell phone provider, and when a client calls, sometimes it shows as spam. So I honestly don't know how they determine that, but we use a voice over internet phone, which means that sometimes it matches the areas that we're calling as far as our caller ID, and maybe,
right.
you know, that's why, but most companies these days use that system because it keeps the cost down. So, if it's ever easier, you could always say, like, I could put a note in here for us to, like, text you first, like, a couple of minutes before we call you, so that even if it calls up as spam, you'll know that it's Local Splash. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I wanted to up my price. I wanted to do a little more advertising. You know,
okay.
I mean, 'cause I got 50 million people calling me, different companies, and they all say they're a part of you guys. Are you guys all affiliated with the same companies?
No. What happens is there's a lot of scam companies out there, and they'll call you and they'll give you the perception that they are associated with us when they're not. So how you can tell is when you signed up with us initially, we put a security question and answer on file, which is the city that you were born in. The answer is Santa Maria. So if it's a valid Local Splash employee, everyone can have, you know, can confirm that. They'll have access to it. But if it's one of those scam callers that's trying to act like they're associated with us when they're not, they won't be able to answer that question. And don't even give them the question. Just say, hey, can you do me a favor? I have a security question and answer on file. Can you confirm what it is? Right? And if they can't, then just politely hang up the phone.
Right, yeah. They tell me, oh, you know, you guys, you know, with local splash, you're not even on the website ain't even on, and it's fucking so much shit. Drives me crazy.
Yeah, that's to be expected, because if they tell you that everything looks great and you're getting good results, then you have no reason to talk to them, right? So so they'll always tell you these rigmarole to try to make you scared so that you sign up with them. So
right.
A couple of different routes that you could go if you wanted to up the marketing right now, and I think you're really smart to do so because summer's right around the corner, is that we could put you back into the platinum package, which is what you had initially with us, and that would include us reprogramming Terra Concrete to show on the first page of Google and Bing in a spotlight position where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions. And then also we would put you into some of the popular directories, make sure that you're mobily optimized, which means that you'll come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then we would also put you into the Facebook ads again. So you know how when you search online for pretty much anything, that chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad popping up for that, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So with that package, it would track the searches in your area, and if anyone's searching actively for concrete or concrete installation or sidewalks or walkways, we would make sure that then they get targeted with a Facebook ad. And then on your client dashboard, you'll be able to see how many clients came from Google, how many came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that package will just be a flat rate month to month of $299. And the $49 hosting for your website is already included in that package. So you're saving about $50 a month. Yeah, when you bundle it together, you save that because you don't have to do the, you know, the hosting on top of it. If you want to be very aggressive with the marketing because summer's around the corner, you can also bundle that together with Google paid ads. Have you ever tried the pay-per-click ads on Google?
No, I mean, what's that? Okay, so you know what, you know what the issue is? Just take a step back. Like, the issue is,
yes, what's the issue?
For $100, right? And the guy, excuse my language, fucked up my whole website, put stuff in, wasn't even my pictures, wrote stuff that
Okay.
And then he put me, right, he said, oh, you know, he put me all the way down on the 18th. You know, on 18th, so I mean, like, nobody's going to go and call 18 concrete companies.
Okay. So was that the, was that, when you say he effed up your site, was that the local Splash employee or someone that you worked at before us?
I don't know. You guys are with Google, right?
We're a premier partner to Google, absolutely. So Google doesn't call the general public for websites and local SEO services and all that. They always use a third party. But the benefit of working with us is that we have that elite status with Google, which is the premier partnership. And that means that Google actually has a support staff on site for us. So
I make money, but I'm not very – up to keep with all this, you know? I mean, so.
Well, the nice thing about the site is that any revisions that you make to it, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So once this all gets reactivated, If you say, yep. hey, I love the layout. I think it looks great, but I want to change this or that about it. You can always just send that to us in an email or upload a new photo on the dashboard if you have a great before and after that you didn't have initially. And then we'll update those for you as they come in. And like I said, it's all included in that package.
Okay, so I definitely want to do that package.
Okay.
I'll say, if I want to put more pictures in and fix some of the stuff that I tried calling the guy back. The guy left the company. I was really, pretty disappointed with it, They don't have anybody.
Okay. Whatever. I can show you how to do it right from your dashboard. It's the easiest way to do it. And then that way you won't have to worry about, calling people or missing them or someone being non-responsive. Anything you update through the dashboard, it's automatically sent to the web developers and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay, so if I send new pictures, that's how I do it?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You would send us pictures and then description of what you want.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, let's take a step back because I got to go into a meeting right now. So, but let's pay this right now. Let's do that. And then, because my son is more intelligent about this stuff. I make plenty of money and I run the field, but this is as good as I am. I'm terrible.
Well, I'm going to create a new client interview for you. It probably will be on Monday. So if your son wants to get involved with that, absolutely. You can, kind of have him do it or do a conference call. But for now, let's just put in the new credit card number when you're ready. So go ahead.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says Terra Concrete, Jose Terra Concrete Inc. It's 4294.
Okay.
2006. 6277091. I mean, 0091.
0091. Okay. Expiration?
Let me see if I can see this. Okay. Expiration, 0231.
Mm-hmm. And the code?
294.
Okay, and for this card, it's still the milk porridge circle for the billing address, or did that change?
Correct. No, correct. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to go through a quick voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I will create that appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords and your service area, revamping your website and getting you placed. Some of this is a little... Go ahead.
That will be Monday or so, right?
Let me see if we have anything available today. If we have one today, I'll squeeze you in. If not, we'll push it out to Monday.
No, let's do it Monday because my son ain't around right now.
Okay, so on Monday, I only have 2 availabilities, so I want to grab one now. It would be 2 o'clock your time or 5 o'clock your time. Which one would work better?
Let's do 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Okay, so I'm going to book out a whole hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern. It's not going to take that long, but that's just in case their prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay? And that's for Monday on the 16th. I'll also send you an email reminder of that appointment now and an hour before the appointment on Monday, just so that you can, if 4 o'clock rolls around on Monday and it slips your mind, you'll have time to grab your son and be ready for it, okay? Okay, so then the last thing is to just go through this voice verification, and it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Terra Concrete, Inc.
Thank you, and then please state your name and title with the company.
Jose M. Terra. I am CEO. I'm Jonas.
Thank you. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, correct?
Correct.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Excellent. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say yes, right?
Yeah, all that means is if you do anything else online, you shouldn't have to because this is a complete package. But if you do, just let us know about it so we make sure that it doesn't conflict with the programming that we're doing. Okay?
No,
also includes those other companies that you've worked with in the past. Sometimes people think, oh, if I work with two or three companies, I'll get double or triple the results.
Right. No, hold on. So I've never worked with any other company. Believe it or not.
Good.
I've owned my company for 35 years. I did Yellow Pages
Excellent.
My first year. All my work is word of mouth.
Perfect.
You know, I've advertised in 30 years.
So then you are actually perfect because, I don't want you to get involved with someone that ends up conflicting with this. So if you ever have a question and you want to do something, you have my extension, too. You could always call me, but you shouldn't have to do anything else. But if you do, just let us know about it, okay?
No, I wouldn't have to. And if I want it, I'm sure I can call you and say, hey, let's do more advertising, let's pick this, crank it up, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is,
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. So then as part of the verification or the re-verification process on Google, they're going to send you an email that asks you to send in photos for verification. It's going to ask you business license, registration, insurance, a work vehicle with your license plate, an invoice with your address. You don't have to send all 7 or 8 items on that list. Let's say you only have 2 or 3 of them, and your son can help you with this too on Monday. Then by all means, just send over the 2 or 3 items that you have, and that way we'll ensure that you get re-verified on Google quickly. So do you agree to submit these items within the first 7 days?
Yes, 100%. On Monday, when I talk to him further, I can give it to him, right?
Yep, you can give it to them, exactly. And then,
so what do you guys actually need? You guys need what, the workman's comp liability?
Yes, anything that you have. What's happening behind the scenes there, Jose, is that Google's going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So if you have an invoice with your address, a work vehicle with your license plate, a registration or a workman's comp, anything that you have to show that you're a real business, then Google's going to say, okay, we trust that this is a real business and we're going to publish them on the first page. So that's all you need. So like I said, if you don't have everything on the list, go ahead and don't worry about it.
Believe me, I have everything.
I love it. Perfect.
And then I also got my business license too now.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Wow. I always envy builders because when I see a new building go up and I see a big pile of, concrete and blocks and bricks and wood, and then I see them start the framing, and then next minute it turns into a beautiful building. I'm like, how do they do that? It's crazy.
Yeah, because I was just doing the deck stamp, my kitchen, stone walls, epoxies now. Now I'm doing, I'm actually putting in the pools, that's what I'm saying, so I don't have that in my website. I'm actually installing pool gunites, I'm doing plaster, I'm doing a lot more work.
Wow.
So that's why I want to get in there.
Yeah, you definitely want to. So, but you have a new builder, so do you do any type of general contractor stuff like remodels and stuff, or is it more just the plastering and, doing pools and decks and stuff like that?
Yeah, like installing pools, I'm doing a lot of work for Avalon Apartments, I'm doing a lot of work for, Amazon, so I'm doing big companies, So
great.
You need to pick out permits, So
I'm going to put that in the notes so that they can add that all to your keywords. I think that that's a huge benefit for you. So I'll put that in your notes. And then the next section says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 13th, in the non-refundable amount of just $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement where your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 13th day of each month in the amount of $299 as a monthly recurring payment. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. to prevent charges for your next month of service, or if you cancel, I should say, your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. So to prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree?
I'm not
going to
cancel.
Okay. I know you're not. I just wanted to make sure that we're all on the
same page. So my monthly bill, you'll be taken out of my account. How much the whole total? Not including the 40, right? 39?
Yeah, it's $299, and that includes the $49. So you don't have to pay $49 on top of it, okay? So that's all inclusive. And then I'm going to grandfather you into that rate where it never goes up. Our pricing has gone up for this package on our website, but I'm going to send you an email in just a second, and it will have the terms in it, and you can just acknowledge it with your e-signature. And then, like I said, that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that you never go up. Now,
what is your name, Tina?
It's Tina.
So Tina, right?
Mm-hmm.
So say, so like Monday, right? So when I start looking, like, so is there other, like, through you guys, if I want to, like, pay, like, more money and I want to advertise, and you guys have other things, right?
Absolutely. That's why I was asking you some questions. I was just going to mention this to you, that there's a brand new program on Google called Local Service Ads, also known as Google Guaranteed Leads. Have you heard of that program yet?
No.
No, okay. So it's an excellent program because in order to participate in it, you would have to pass a background check. You're licensed, insured, bonded, all of that. So you're going to pass that background check with flying colors. And then once you... That's why I was wanting to bring this up. The only caveat is that Google is rolling this program out only to certain areas and certain industries, and it's not available for the concrete contractor category, but it is available for the pool contractor category. So if you think you want to dabble in some exclusive leads for pool contracting, then I can give you the pricing on it. If you're thinking, oh, I would rather just wait until the concrete, you know, becomes available, then we could always talk about it down the road. But it would be an excellent thing to have now because the application fee is just $250. And once you pass that, you'll always have it for your business. It's a one-time fee. So if down the road concrete contractor comes around, you would just add that category and you wouldn't have to pay for the background check again because you're already approved at that point. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, so you're saying it would be a one-time fee or... That would be another
$250. Yeah, that $250 would be a one-time fee. And then let me check on how much the leads would be. Once you're approved, they'll activate a budget to run the leads. And the leads would start that same day. So let's say that you're approved within 4 weeks. We'll call you and we'll send you an email and say, okay, we want to activate the budget to run the leads. And if you okay it, then automatically they start those pool contracting leads right away. So let me just see how much they'll run you for pool.
So how would that work, like you're saying, pool contractors?
So you're only going to get leads for the pool contractor category, but your organic calls through Google, that's still going to be under concrete, retaining walls, sidewalks, plastering. You'll still have all those keywords on your organic calls. So when people call you through that organic, that's all free of charge, meaning it's included already in the $299 package. But if you get an exclusive lead that's for a pool contractor lead, through this program, there's a couple of benefits to it. Number one is it will only come to you. So a lot of people have told me that they've used other lead services where they sell the lead to them and to everyone else out there, meaning that there's nothing exclusive about it. So Google is not interested in selling leads to multiple businesses. So if you get a lead through this program, it's only going to come to you. So you're going to have a much higher chance of converting it, okay? And we'll monitor it for you and make sure you're only charged for the lead if it's a valid lead within your category. So that's another thing people tell me about, you know, other services that sell leads, is those guys are charging them if it's 150 miles away or if it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category. But with this, if someone calls you and says, hey, Jose, are you hiring? You're not going to pay for that. That's not a lead. Or if they say, hey, I need a new pool installation, I'm in Las Vegas. You're not going to pay for that because that's not your service area, right? So you're
right.
Only going to pay for the leads if they apply and they're applicable. And the lead cost is pretty low for the pool contractor in your area. They run only about $48 a lead. So once you're approved, they will call you and say, okay, we want to activate the budget, which equals 13 leads within the month, or $626. Now, I've had people use this program where their activation budget lasts them 2 or 3 months because they're taking on some exclusive leads here and there in addition to all the organic calls they're getting on Google. So that budget stretches out. That
right.
budget will act like an escrow account where, you know, the next month you could also just pay for the leads that you took to kind of replenish the bucket. So let's say that you took 2 or 3 leads. Then the next month you would just pay for the 2 or 3 leads that you took. So you don't have to pay $626 every month. It just depends on how fast you're taking them and how many you want to take. And then they would just charge you accordingly. So I think it would be excellent for you because summer's so close, because you'll get that green or blue check mark next to your name on Google under next to Terra Concrete, showing that now you're a Google certified or verified company and Google's backing your work. So you have that extra credibility too. So it will even help you with those organic calls because you'll have that extra accreditation too once you pass the background check.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. So like, So my advertising, what is my areas? So last time, this was the issue. I was paying $500. You know what you guys, he only advertised me in Northborough. That was it. Northborough is, it's a small town in which I live, maybe 15,000 people.
So here's the thing, Jose. On Google, on the local map optimization, which is what you have now that we upgraded you, that's set to Northborough, but it doesn't mean that you'll only get jobs from Northborough because it works like a large net, if you will, where you start where you're logistically located, but then you can spiderweb out into those surrounding areas. However, let's say there's a Beverly Hills type area or some high-end jobs that you want to focus on and they're 20, 30 minutes away. You're not going to get this type of a reach with that package. You would have to add the Google pay-per-click ads, and that package is just an extra $300 per month. And that might be a better route for you to go, and here's why. Because with that, you can focus on concrete and the pool contractor jobs, and you can run those leads wherever you want without having an address there. So with the pay-per-click, how that works is we would take that extra $300, our 25% management fee is already included in that, and then your ads would go up every morning in all the designated areas that you choose. You could go a 50-mile radius, you could go a 100-mile radius, you could focus on only certain counties or certain cities or zip codes. All of that will be determined on Monday during your client interview. And then every morning your ads go up in all the areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, so let's say that the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget, which is that 300 divided by 30, we'll do a cap of $9 a day so that you'd never get an unexpected bill. So after, you know, 9 people would, click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. And that's how that pay-per-click program works. And I think that you would absolutely love it. Where do you do most of your work and how far away is it from Northborough?
I mean, I go all the way down to the Cape Cod, right? I do all the way to Boston. I go maybe all the way to New Hampshire, right to New Hampshire. I mean, so, but I, This is what I'm saying. This is why I don't know, even know if I want to do this. Because just in Northboro, I mean, Northboro, that's why I was paying $500. And you know what I got? I got one call.
You never paid us $500. I'm looking at your past billing. You always had this $299 package up until October of 2024, and then you downgraded to just the $49. So who did you pay $500 to? Was it another company?
No, it was you guys. I was paying $480. I mean, so the website that I have right now, the only website I have is you guys.
Yep, that's the one that has the orange banner on it, but it's going to be removed today since you reactivated. But what the upgrade would include would be called our VIP package. So you're bundling the local map optimization on Google with the Google paid ads. And with that, you would be able to, you know, promote all of your different keywords, but also go in whatever site radius you want. So if you want to go from Cape Cod to New Hampshire and set kind of like a radius from north to south and east to west, they can set that for you. And then they can also control the times of days that the ads are running. So if you
I'd like to do Northboro, Westboro, Shrewsbury, Worcester, you know, I'm talking about maybe, I don't know, 100 towns, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I always tell people you can go, as far as you want with those ads, but rather than saying like, hey, I want 100 towns or a 250 mile radius or whatever the case might be, you would be better off to kind of target certain areas, because with that budget, since, you know, you get a cap of about $9 a day, I've had people tell me, oh, I want the whole northeastern region of my state, or I want to go, you know, in several counties throughout my state. And if that's the case, it's great. But what happens is their ads go up in the morning, but within the first 5 minutes, they already rotate off because that $9 budget has already been exhausted, right? Because they're in so many different areas. So I always say, you know, between you and your son, maybe pick 5 or 7 or 9 solid areas that you want to focus on and give those to us initially, and then see how good that budget works. And then once you start making some really solid money on it, you could always invest it and start increasing the budget. We have companies that, you know, do 2,000 a month in Google Ads or 500 a month in Google Ads. So you can always increase that budget, but the 300 is a starting point. And I think that it would last for you longer if you pick, you know, maybe 5 or 7 solid areas and then they run the ads exclusively there initially. And then, you know, you can always grow it as you go. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I always tell people if money is no object, you can go wherever you want, you know, on the Google paid ads. But I'm also a firm believer that you have to be able to crawl before you can walk, you know. So
right.
Why not capitalize on those, you know, areas that you want to focus on, from Cape Cod to New Hampshire, pick some solid areas that we could focus on, and then you could always increase it down the road. So
okay,
it sounds
so
like you maybe want to add that. Well, I would just charge the extra $300 now, and then on Monday they would give you the extra ads, and they would, you know, determine for you where you want them run. I assume that's the route you want to go then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just add this, and then I'm going to send you an...
I don't have much school, I mean, I quit school at 60, so this is why I want my son, okay? So, I mean, just so we can, I'd rather do this on Monday. Let's do what we have right now, and on Monday, right, I can add, you know, I just want to go over this. You know, the only thing is, okay, this is why Melissa catch you, because last time, I'm telling you, last time this guy, you know, through your company, told me, hey, you're going to have Boston, you're going to have Kid Car, you're going to have this, you're going to have, I'm telling you, unless he, I mean, I gave him, what was it? So It's kind of weird because it's different.
It was $398 initially because there was a $99 setup fee, but I waived the setup fee on this one for you. But initially you paid $398 to that guy, and then each month moving forward it was just $299. But I apologize. He shouldn't have promised you all those areas if this is the only package that you have. Nobody can do that on Google, because Google will protect the businesses that are in Cape Cod and those other areas from, you know, another company coming in and trying to steal clients and kind of give the perception that they're local to that area, which is why the paid ads exist. You can go wherever you want on Google with those paid ads, but you have to do those pay-per-click ads. But I know that you would love them, and the nice thing about it is you could always adjust them accordingly, because right now, summer's around the corner. You probably want to capitalize on a book of business that's in those areas. But let's say you come to your off season and you want to kind of downscale a little bit. You could always take those off whenever you wanted. So it's not like you have to commit to it for, you know, a whole year or anything like that. You could always, you know, even go on a seasonal hold where they're not charging you for months that you're not using.
Right, let me ask you something too. Do you also have concrete companies like commercial buildings?
Of course, yeah. We're full service. We've dealt with every industry. So concrete companies, commercial buildings. Yeah, if you want to focus on that, that's all going to be added into your keywords on Monday when they call you.
Yeah, because, I mean, I do that too, you know. I mean, I do a lot of stuff, you know. I mean, I do a lot of cost, you know.
Okay. Yep. So, but I think what I'm hearing is you want to add those 300 of Google ads, but you want to talk to your son first and wait till Monday, right? And then you'll
just to see, you know, what he wants to, you know, pick, you know, then we have to pick the towns. I mean, this is the issue that I'm having right now. I never advertised. I have unbelievable everything, my work. I've never been taken to court, nothing. My workmanship is phenomenal, you know, and, but all these people, some of these guys that work for me, like my little town, I grew up in Hudson. They got 38 companies. Everybody, if I go $50,000 on a job, they go 20. You know what I'm saying? Thousands. It's crazy. You know? And the worst part is then they're using my guys, you know, to get the good work done, like on a Saturday, and they paying my guys like $500, $700 cash. That's a lot of money in one day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy. The good thing is what Trump is trying to do is because they're killing the market. You know, I mean, how do you go from 50,000 to 20,000? You know?
Yeah.
It's such a crazy, you know?
Well, that's why I like it when we have a company like you that you're doing everything the right way. You know what I mean? You have all the bonding and insurance and licensing, and you're doing it. You have, you know, legal workers and the whole nine yards. So, you know, someone like you deserve to outshine those companies. You know what I mean? And to get that business that's being.
And I do, but a lot of, sometimes, you know, people achieve and they want to go, and then they have an issue, then they can't get a hold of them, they have no bond, they have no insurance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it just screws up the whole thing, you know, the whole status of, like, what, it's just crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Like the Mexicans, the Guatemalans, the Brazilians, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy.
You and I both know, too, Jose, that you get what you pay for. So those companies that are doing that, they're not going to be doing the level of high-end work that you do. And, you know, that's what people don't understand. They look at the bottom line. Oh, this guy can give me X, Y, and Z, and why can't you do it? Well, I have a lot more business expenses because they're flying under the radar, you know?
And
you're not going to have any, like backing behind that work. If everything crumbles in 2 months,
how I end up getting it. So what happens when somebody gets hurt on a job and they don't have workman's comp and liability?
They could come back and sue the homeowner too. Wow, I didn't think about that. Or if it's a commercial product, sue the business. Wow, I didn't think about that. That's incredible. So,
oh, it becomes a mess. And then some of these people, they didn't go with me, and now the job is screwed up, and now they're calling me to come fix it. I'm like, hey, what do you want me to do? You know? Yeah, they want me to go to court, you know, and defend them. I go, hey, you should have gone with me. You paid for what you get, you know?
Yep. Well, you know, I'll call you then, Jose, on Monday, maybe within an hour of your client interview, so maybe around 4 o'clock or so, because the technicians, they can't add that VIP package, so they would probably just tell you that you have to talk to me, and then we have to reschedule it. So since we already have it scheduled for 5, I'll call you at 4 o'clock. And then if you talk to your son and you guys want to add that VIP package, then what I'll do is I'll add it, and then that way you can still proceed with the 5 o'clock appointment on Monday, okay?
Yeah. So, I mean, right now we're booked in for the 300, right, the 2, whatever it is?
Yep. You're booked into that. Yeah. So, matter of fact.
So the only thing is I just don't understand. I don't care about the money. I just don't understand the process. You know, I'm just not. That's why I run the field. You know what I mean? That's why I'm like,
yeah.
You know?
So to make it easier, and thank you for relying that to me, this is the easiest way that you can understand it, is, you know, when you search on Google, there's always a couple of companies on the top that say ad next to them, or sometimes they say sponsored.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's the pay-per-click section. So that's where your $9 a day would go to those very companies at the top in the targeted areas. And then if you look on the page right below those paid ads, you see the local map section of Google, and that's what that $2.99 includes, in addition to the Facebook ads and the website and the call tracking number and the whole nine yards. But you also get programmed into the first page placement on the map. So with this package, you would absolutely get the best of both worlds, because you'd have the targeted areas where it says Terra Concrete, you know, for the best, you know, concrete contractor around, or best pool plastering contractor, however you want it to read, right? Call now. Yep. We'll always put a call of action with a link to your website and a click to call feature for your phone number. And that's how those paid ads would work. So it, what you have right now for the $2.99 is everything I explained to you, but not those sponsored ads that run at the top. That would be that extra batch of 300 that we're going to add on Monday. Hopefully.
Yeah, so that's, like right now I'm down at the bottom, correct? Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, you're probably not even ranking right now, to be honest, because, I mean, you haven't even had the local programming since 2024. You've just had the website up and running, right? So you're probably on the back pages of Google, but we're going to get you back up and running where you're, you know, front and center again in a spotlight position.
Right, because, that guy was telling me, what was it, he put me in the 15th spot. I was down at the bottom. He says, oh, you have to, you know, work your way up and this and that. I said, forget about working my way up. I mean, just how much more is it to get up there? That's all. I mean, almost 100%. Well, we're definitely doing that Monday. Make sure you call me, okay, 4 o'clock, and let's do this, right, young lady?
Okay. And then lastly, what I want you to do is just acknowledge the terms and conditions with your e-signature. That way you're grandfathered into this $2.99 pricing that you had before, and we can ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text message from us right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Let me see.
If not, it'll come to you in an email that says, oh, you did. Okay. So
no, hold on. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, let me see if it went out. If not, I want you to check your email and find the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Oh, so it's in my email.
It's both. In the text, it'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And in the email, it will say Local Splash Your Initial Invoice. But that link is in both your email and in your text message.
Oh, yeah. No, I see it right here. Local Splash. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you see where it says click here to accept your subscription terms?
Let me see.
It should be a blue link. So the whole text of the email is in black, but then when you see that blue link that says click here.
Let me see. Okay.
Or are you on the, or are you on the text message, or are you on the email?
No, it says, so I'm on my text. It says, season number, Lucas Black, LS. Then it says, what is it called? Terms. It says terms.
Mm-hmm. So if you click on that where it says terms, it should take you to a page that says local / terms of experience. And then all you have to do is scroll to the bottom. There's three boxes that you have to check. One shows you're authorized. The second shows you receive text messages. The third shows that you're aware that it's a reoccurring charge. And then you just plug your name in. I just have Jose Terra. I don't have a middle name or initial or anything. So you just type it in the same way and hit confirm signature. If it goes through, it's going to ask you to log in. You don't have to log in right now or worry about your username and password because that's all in your welcome email. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in for you.
Yeah, yeah. It says right now, it says right here, confirm signature. So hit it, the blue?
Yep. Yeah, hit the confirm signature, and as long as you selected those three boxes, it's going to ask you to log in, and that's your sign that it went through. If you see that, that's a good sign. If it asks you to log in.
Yeah, it doesn't have any boxes, though.
Oh, okay. By the confirm signature, there's not three boxes for you to check?
No, it just says confirm signature, says cancel, or then it says, click here to type in your name. Then it says,
oh, you know what? It's because you had already signed this, back in the day. That's why. Oh, no, wait. It actually has it on mine. I opened it and I do see the three boxes. It says, I agree to receive SMS messages to my phone number, but the problem is the box is so light I could barely see it. I have my contacts on and everything's fuzzy. So try to click on to the left of where it says that. I agree to receive SMS messages and see if it'll turn into a blue check mark. It should.
To agree, please. That's okay. So
those three, I agree to receive SMS. I certify that I am the authorized holder, and I acknowledge that payments are. Those are the three boxes, and you can barely see the box. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell my tech team to make that box bolder because I see those three prompts, but I don't see the boxes.
Yeah, so it says, yeah, to agree, please actually sign this document by typing your name, and then it says...
And then above that, go above that where it says click here to type your name as seen, right? And then go above that and it says by signing the signature below, I affirm that I'm the authorized to enter. And then right above that, does it say I acknowledge that payments are automatic and reoccurring in bold? There should be three bold boxes.
Yes, I acknowledge
it
automatically.
Okay, so click to the left of that and see if it... Yeah, I know. You can barely see them, right? They're so light.
Yeah.
So you have to click all three of those. Yep, hit that one. Hit the box above it. I certify that I am the authorized holder. And hit the one that says I agree to receive SMS.
Oh, I see him now. Jeez. Wow.
I know. It's hard to see. No, I'm going to have the tech team fix that because that's like I work here and it was hard for me to see it. So I can imagine for you.
So I there's a check in each one.
Okay, and then now if you already typed Jose Terra in the box, you can hit confirm signature. If you didn't type Jose Terra yet, then go ahead and do it now and hit confirm
signature. So it says click to type your name?
Yep, click there and then just type it in, Jose Terra.
Now what I do just confirm signature, right?
Confirm signature, yep. And if you then see that prompt where it asks you to log in, then that's a good sign. You don't need the username or anything like that right now because, again, that's in your welcome email. But if you see that, that means that your e-signature went through and that your grandfather
did. That sounds right. Username, your password. Yep.
Oh, yay. Oh, you know what? You're more tech savvy than you think you are. Maybe you don't even need your son. You did it.
We're all good.
You're all good, so we'll talk to you on Monday. And in the meantime, have a really lovely weekend coming up, too, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jose. Bye-bye.